You're listening to SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is among the 3.3% of Australians who are fully vaccinated and is just back from his latest overseas trip and doing his quarantine at the Lodge in Canberra. With the exception of New Zealand and other potential travel bubbles, the international border is not expected to reopen until at least the middle of next year. But during an interview with Ben Fordham on Radio 2GB, Scott Morrison could only express his hope that it wouldn't be an even longer border closure.
Is there also a chance that we won't be able to fly by next Christmas, 2022?
Oh, that's too far away. I would certainly hope so, Ben, in 2022. I'd certainly hope so. And I would hope that we can do it as soon as we safely can. And what we'll be watching and what the experience of when I was there in the UK, that's a country that has, 76% of the population vaccinated, was hitting about 8,000 cases today with rising hospitalisations when I was there because of the new variant.
Daily case numbers in the UK are high, and so is the percentage of its population that's fully vaccinated, at 47%. In the United States, it's 45%, and some fully vaccinated Americans are electing to fly to Europe for their summer holidays. Australia is far behind many developed countries, and last week's change to the vaccine directives could act as a brake on an already slow rollout. Pfizer is now the preferred vaccine for people under 60, but there's not enough of it in Australia to meet the current demand, which is something the states and territories have been highlighting for months. And with AstraZeneca now only to be administered to those over 60, the demand for Pfizer vaccinations has just grown. The federal government has appointed members of the military to be the public faces of its vaccine rollout. One is Lieutenant General John Frewen, who heads up the National COVID-19 Vaccination Task Force.
Pfizer at the moment, we are still in a resource-constrained environment where we need to very carefully manage. But on current forecasts, we are looking forward to ramp up of availability of Pfizer through August into September and into October. So as we get into that third quarter, fourth quarter, we think we will have far freer flows of Pfizer, and we will start to be able to allocate that more freely. But for now, we have to manage the resources that we've got against the highest priorities that we've got.
Another military figure who's been co-opted to the rollout is Commodore Eric Young. Commodore Young says Pfizer is currently offered at 22 Commonwealth vaccination hubs, but more locations will be added soon.
That will increase to 70 in the first week of July, and all 136 will be administering Pfizer by the end of July. For general practices, we're looking at 500 general practices administering Pfizer in the week of the 5th of July, another 500 general practices in the week of 12th of July, and a further 300 general practices administering Pfizer in the week of the 19th of July. And finally, we're making sure that both the state and territory booking systems, as well as our eligibility checker and vaccine clinic finder, are continually updated so that those newly eligible can find and access a vaccine.
The military men fronted the cameras alongside Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, after their attendance at a national cabinet meeting. Professor Kelly urged people 60 and over to get vaccinated.
The benefit far outweighs the risk of AstraZeneca, and you need to get on and get that vaccine. The second important point, and there's been a lot of discussion about this in the media in recent days, if you've had a first AstraZeneca vaccine at any age, don't cancel your second vaccine. We are not mixing and matching at this point. You need to match, don't mix.
While Australia ranks poorly with the pace of its vaccine rollout, Health Minister Greg Hunt used Question Time to highlight a statistic he says most Australians would welcome.
2 million lives lost to COVID this year. There have been no Australians who have caught COVID in this country and passed from COVID this year. That juxtaposition is almost unimaginable, and yet that is what Australia has achieved.
The COVID-19 cluster in Sydney has risen to 11, with another two locally acquired infections. Both are close contacts of previously reported cases and have been in isolation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says compulsory mask wearing in certain settings in Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains and the Shoalhaven and Wollongong local government areas is likely to be required beyond the initial timeframe.
We had said that the existing settings would be in place until Wednesday night or Thursday morning midnight. However, given the situation we're in and given that we don't want to see further restrictions imposed more broadly across our cities and our state, that in all likelihood the existing conditions will, or the existing settings we have in place, are likely to continue beyond the initial 5 days that we had asked people to do.
She's urged people to modify their behaviour and assume that anyone they encounter could have the virus.
When you leave your house, when you leave your home, at any time of the day, you have to assume that you or somebody in close proximity to you has the virus. And we know from the number of cases that we've seen already in this particular cluster that in some instances, the exchanges have been scaringly fleeting. Literally, people coming within, not even physically touching each other, but literally, fleetingly coming into the same airspace.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.